Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting an attack in Pakistan, a gun and bomb attack on Bacha Khan University in the Pakistani town of Charsada Wednesday, left at least 20 people dead and many wounded. A military spokesman says 18 students and two university staff members are among the dead. Troops gunned down four attackers. Afghan officials say a suicide car bomb blast near the Russian embassy in Kabul has killed at least seven people. Police say the attack targeted a minibus carrying the production staff of an Afghan television channel. Several employees of Tolo TV were among the dead. The U.S. coalition says its airstrikes hit an Islamic State cash collection point this week near Mosul, destroying money the jihadists were using to pay their fighters. The coalition spokesman, U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, said Monday's attack was the second strike in Mosul against an Islamic State financial target in as many weeks. A United Nations delegation flew to Burundi Wednesday to urge the government and the opposition to begin talks. It's the second time the Security Council has sent a delegation to Burundi in less than a year, a clear indication of its growing concern about the escalating bloodshed in the country. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power is part of the delegation.
They cannot let it become business as usual, that you wake up in the morning and there's a corpse on the street as you try to get to work. And that is what is starting to happen in Burundi.
Election-related violence has killed at least 439 people since April. Falling oil prices, China's economic slowdown, and a pessimistic outlook for the overall global economy this year has sparked another sell-off of stocks on global markets. U.S. indexes fell more than 3% at one point before recovering. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov met in Switzerland Wednesday. Kerry pressed Russia to use its influence to get Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to allow humanitarian aid to all Syrians in need. Lavrov confirmed that Russia agrees the most important issue now is getting help for civilians trapped in the Syrian war zone. The meeting took place at a time of heightened concern that Monday's scheduled start of United Nations-mediated talks on a political transition in Syria is in jeopardy. There is widespread disagreement over which opposition groups should take part in the talks. Legislation restricting America's acceptance of refugees from Syria and Iraq failed in the Senate Wednesday. The vote came after passionate debate about U.S. security needs and the nation's long history as a destination for the oppressed. Turkey's president says the Kurdish rebel group, the PKK, will be liquidated, ruling out further talks with the organization. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Speaking to village representatives, President Recep Tayyip Erdogan ruled out any return to peace efforts with the PKK Kurdish rebel group.
Bunun için önümüzdeki süreçte...
Erdogan said neither the separatist terror organization nor the party under its control nor other Kurdish structures will ever be accepted as a counterpart. He said the time for negotiating is over. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter has announced a meeting of 26 ministers in Brussels in 3 weeks to discuss military operations against Islamic State militants. Earlier, Carter said he wanted to tell his counterparts how to speed up the effort. He highlighted the importance of bringing Arab partners into the coalition against IS. The human rights group Amnesty International Wednesday accused Iraqi Kurds of deliberately destroying thousands of homes and of Arabs in northern Iraq. The actions were apparently taken in revenge for alleged Arabic support for Islamic State militants. In a new report, Banished and Dispossessed, Amnesty says Peshmerga forces caused widespread destruction in Nineveh, Kirkuk, and Diyala provinces as they reclaimed lands that Islamic State fighters had overrun in 2014. U.S. government scientists reported Wednesday that last year's temperatures on average were the warmest ever recorded. The U.S. Weather and Space Agency say temperatures recorded in 2015 were the highest in 136 years of record keeping. Singapore deported 26 Bangladeshis Wednesday who were arrested in November for allegedly forming a religious study group to spread the ideology of Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State. The government says 27 Bangladeshi construction workers were detained without trial under Singapore's Internal Security Act. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.